Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings and hello once again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News on SantaUpdate.com. It's the top of the hour and it's time now for news from the top of the world. We are now just 16 hours away from Santa's launch, which sounds like a long, long time to those in faraway sectors, but we're getting reports now of unusual tracker activity in Sector 3. Joining us now from Sector 3 is Elf Holly Berry. Holly, what's happening there?
Frank, it appears we have some early unanticipated tracker activity coming out of Germany. We've been receiving reports like crazy the past 3 hours. Roof reports, chimney inspections, you name it. The reports from Germany are just off the charts.
Holly, correct me if I'm wrong, but Sector 3 does not appear to be in the red zone right now. What's going on in Germany? Is something wrong?
No, Frank. That's the thing. All of these reports are just regular, run-of-the-mill reports. There are no emergencies. Nothing urgent is going on. And the North Pole is not asking for these reports. It's way, way too early for these reports to be useful to Santa, Frank.
So why is this happening?
We think a tracker group operating on Twitter jumped the gun, Frank. Those reports went crazy on Twitter, then jumped to Snapchat, then to TikTok, then Facebook. It seems to be a runaway train.
What time is it there, Holly?
It's late afternoon to early evening in most of Sector 3, Frank.
Thanks, Holly. A special note now on behalf of North Pole Flight Command to our friends in Europe and Africa. Please, folks, let's calm down. Go get an eggnog, work on your wish list, but for heaven's sake, take it easy. From the North Pole, where we know what day Santa comes, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.